NPR station.
Good morning. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News. Despite great weather, Illinois' state fair, which fell later in August than usual, saw a huge decline in attendance. Amanda Vinicky reports.
At the state fair's kickoff earlier this month, Governor Bruce Rauner announced his love of the event.
I hope everybody in Springfield, everybody around the state, come on out.
Instead, figures show attendance fell by half. The state says 411,500 people went through the fair's gates versus the 847,000 who showed up last year. Yet, Illinois brought in nearly $1.4 million, just $55,000 less than last year. The Department of Agriculture spokeswoman notes that parking and admission revenue is audited, while turnout is not. In a statement, the fair's new director says a strict methodology was used to tabulate attendance. He says he's proud of the fair and its strong grandstand sales. Governor Rauner had defended holding the fair despite Illinois having no budget. He says it would have cost more to cancel than to have continued. But critics questioned why Illinois went forward as social services are closing. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois legislators are considering whether local governments should be allowed to declare bankruptcy. Members of the Illinois House heard from dueling experts yesterday. Brian Mackey has more.
It's rare for cities and towns to declare what's known as a Chapter 9 bankruptcy. William Brandt, a bankruptcy consultant, says when it does happen, it's really just an abrogation of political will by elected officials.
If you can't make the tough decisions, you file a Chapter 9, and you allow a judge to administer the pain to a variety of people. But that's all the judge can do, is to administer pain.
Brandt says the Illinois proposal would put the brunt of that pain on unionized workers and pensioners. But Representative Ron Sandak, a Republican from Downers Grove, says municipal bankruptcy would be a last resort. He says the main idea behind the legislation is to give mayors more leverage for when they're negotiating labor contracts. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is hailing a new state law that will prevent hospitals from billing survivors of sexual assault for medical forensic exams. Madigan, who pushed for the legislation, said yesterday it removes a barrier that may keep some rape victims from going to the hospital after the crime. The law brings the state into compliance with the Federal Violence Against Women Act of 2013. Federal law requires Illinois to certify that survivors are not being billed for rape kit exams as a condition of receiving federal funds. The new law goes into effect January 1st. And U of I police have made an arrest in the vandalism case last week of a menorah outside the Chabad Jewish Center on the University of Illinois campus. As police have arrested 20-year-old Max Christie of Champaign on charges of criminal damage to property, police say they were led to Christie by an anonymous tip. Christie is not a U of I student. In weather today, partly sunny skies, a high of 75 degrees, north winds up to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 54. Sunny skies in the forecast tomorrow with a high of 78 degrees with east winds up to 5 miles per hour. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News.